Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah, everybody. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. I want to first of all thank each and every one of you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, TiVo, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a few announcements. I wanted to make sure that everyone knows that, you know, Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Worldwide Ministries, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. So we want to encourage you to come on and listen to the word on today. Glory to God. It's going to be an awesome word in season. So just get ready. First of all, I want to go ahead with these announcements. I want to make sure that you, if you didn't tune in, you need to tune in on Saturday to Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. It's an awesome word that comes straight from the heart of God. The show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. So I want to make sure that you tune in and hear what the Lord is saying. You know, he can use whomever he chooses. Whomever he chooses to use, that's who he will use. And I want to come on down just a little bit further on Sunday. And I am Prophetess Martha Williams, as I said in the beginning, Prophetic Corner Ministries. And the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern. So make sure you keep all those dates in mind. Glory to God. And if you move on down, I'm going to give you a 30-minute window, 30-minute break. You can go get your glass of water, glass of tea. Amen. You might want to go and get you some turkey, amen, or whatever, whatever the need may be. You'll have 30 minutes to go get it, come back, sit down, and then you can call Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I want to make sure that you remember to tune in and hear what the Lord is saying, because God is moving. Don't miss the move of God. You know, we are coming in some really hard times, difficult times, where you're going to need prayer and you're going to need the word. Glory to God, because that's what's going to help you to make it through. Hallelujah. And if I want to encourage you, amen, to become a partner with us. And in partnering, we only ask you for $25 or more. So I want to encourage you, don't forget, you can partner, amen. You will receive many perks from Monday all the way down through the end of the week to help you, to jumpstart you and keep you going. You want to stay in that place. You don't want to keep moving in and out, up and down, unstable, glory to God. That word that you will get, amen, on Monday all the way down through the week, amen, is ministered with you in mind. It comes all the way down 7 days a week, and don't miss a beat. It's ministered with you in mind to help you to get through those hard times and to help you to get through those days where you say, oh, man, I wish I would have stayed in bed. Glory to God. With this word, it'll help you to get out of bed. And we're only asking for $25 or more. And I also want to encourage you on Tuesday to hear Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. I always call them the wild team because, I mean, when they come in, amen, wild with thunder. Good God Almighty, a word that will change your life. Hallelujah. And that show comes on at 6 Pacific every Tuesday, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I encourage you to connect with them on Facebook. You will find Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can go ahead and you can inbox them and let them know what you need. And whatever you need, it's in the house. They will help you, amen, they'll pray with you, they can encourage you, they can, amen, give you counseling, amen, and they'll tell you what they need to do, amen, how you can hook up with them for them to coach you, glory to God. You can't ask for nothing no better than that. So go ahead and inbox them on Facebook and let them know what you might need, because guess what? It's in the house. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead. Now, if you desire prayer at this time, I want you to go ahead on and press the 1, and I'll bring you in for prayer. If not, then I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer, and we're going to get into the word of God on today. Hallelujah. No one's pressed the one, so we're going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we come before you, Lord God, as humble children, oh Lord. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise your heavenly name on high. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for another day that you have allowed us to come together here, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, to lift up your name, to magnify your holy name on high, oh Lord. Father God, we pray, Father God, for those, Lord God, who are sick and shut in on today, Lord. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to send the word, Lord God, to them wherever they are, Lord God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord. Let the word rest upon them, oh Lord God. Huh? Let it bring healing, Lord God. Let it bring, Lord God, anything that it needs to take to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we send the word out in the spirit, Lord God, to do that that it set out to do, Lord God, to heal, to deliver, to set free those that are captive in their minds, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, those that are captive in their spirit, Lord God, those that don't think there's no way out of the things that they're going through, oh God, we send the word, Lord God, to free them, whoop. My God, to cut away, Lord God, all, Lord God, the chains that's been binding them up, Lord, in this season, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we send the word, Lord God, out to do, Lord God, oh, my God, to heal, to deliver, oh, my God, somebody need a deliverance, oh, God, right now in the name of Jesus. We send the word, Lord God, in the spirit realm to deliver them, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord, that your word shall not fail. It shall not pass away, Lord God, or it shall not come back to you void, Lord. It will do that that it set out to do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord, on today, Lord God, to move the heart of man, Lord God, to move, Lord God, anything that's in their way that's blocking them from hearing this word, Lord God, in season on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift you up on today on high. In the name of Jesus, oh God, because we know, Lord God, everything that man needs, Lord God, everything that they may want, Lord, it's in you, Lord God. Every desire is in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that there are some blood-washed, born believers on the line on today, Lord God, and those that are not, Lord, we know, Lord God, that you will touch them in a mighty way, Lord God, and let them give their life to you, Lord God. A life-changing word shall come forth, Lord God, to change their life on today in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your heavenly name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we're coming near. Amen. Getting ready to start a new year. You know, some run a good race in the beginning. And you know what? I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And no, I'm not taking any of this stuff with me in 2019. And, you know, and this. And you'll say, oh, I'm not going to eat this and I'm not going to do this. And this has got to change. But you know what changes? Nothing. Nothing changes unless you change it, glory to God. You know, yeah, God changes things. Yes, he do. But guess what? You still got to put your faith to work to change it, to make it change. Hallelujah. You know, if you do nothing, then nothing get done. Just think about it now. Okay, if you got dishes, amen, in the sink, amen. You say, well, Lord, I sure need them dishes washed. Do you think they're just going, he going to wash them for you? No. You're going to have to put your hand to work. Hallelujah. In other words, you have to get up by faith and go in there, amen, and wash them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, we serve an on-time God, but we got to remember, you know, we step out on faith. We don't listen, amen, glory to God. When he said, okay, well, what you doing? You know, well, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief, Lord. Help me, Lord God, in the areas if I'm unbelieving, Lord. And do we ever ask God, Lord, am I unbelieving? Is that why my prayers are not being answered, Lord? Or is that why, Lord God, is being hindered? No, is it something in the way? Hallelujah. Show me so I can move it. You know, but you always say, well, Lord, you ain't answering my prayer. It may be something that you need to do that you're not doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There could be, amen, just something. Just ask him. You know, we ask, we have not because we ask not. It's easy to ask God for money. It's easy to ask him, amen, for a car. It's easy to ask him to change somebody else. But what about us? Is it easy, amen, when it comes to us asking for ourselves? Hallelujah. Lord, change me. Make me. Do you really mean it when you say it? Sometimes not. Sometimes not. Everything that sounds good, then sometimes you'll say it. But, amen, is it the truth? You know, he who worshiped me must worship me in spirit and in truth. So are you asking him in truth to actually change you? Do you really mean it and want to change? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. That's not my message on today. Go ahead and turn over to James chapter 2 on today. We've already did James 1, and we're going to stay here. I'm going to stay here until he say change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. James chapter 2. My God, my God. And the title of this message is Love All People. You know, it's easy to love them that love you back. Hallelujah. It's easy, hallelujah, to love them that love you back. But can you love them that don't love you? Hallelujah. But can you love them that don't look like you, your same skin, your skin color different? Can you love them, amen, that come, amen, from different countries, you know, and they come in here and there? Can you love them? Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But can you love them, hallelujah, that's out on the streets? They may not have a job. They may be asking you for just a little lunch, hallelujah. Maybe just a dollar, or buy them a drink, you know, hallelujah. I know there are many scammers, and there are many scammers on the streets and different things on web and different people, and I know that, and I know, yes, it is. But you just got to have that discerning of the spirit. Now, somebody said, well, you know, I need something to eat. What do? Go buy them the food and give it to them. That's what you do. You're in a place where they want something to eat. Go buy the food and give it to them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then you got to also remember, this, well, you know what, can you spare me a few dollars to go and get me a few dollars worth of gas? Well, understand, you did your part. Hallelujah. If they don't do what they need to do with that money, then guess what? That's on them, because God will get them for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm hearing this, amen, and we're going to speak it, hallelujah. You know, that's even the way when people pay their tithes, you know. Well, I'm not going to pay no tithes to no church, and then they're going to ride a bigger Mercedes, a bigger car, and a bigger this and a bigger that. You got to know, once you release it out of your hand, it's done. Hallelujah, it's blessed, because you did what you were supposed to do. When he said pay your tithes and your offering, he said give it to the church, right? He said so there'll be meat on my table. So when you release it from your hand, know that it's blessed. Hallelujah. But now you can talk down, amen, glory to God, to bless it, if you're trying to figure out, well, what they doing with it? Are they doing this, or are they paying, you know, the church lights, or are they buying cars with it, or are they, you know, Christians are being persecuted so much nowadays for everything everybody else is doing because they're doing wrong. But there are some who do right, glory to God. Everybody ain't in the same boat. Everybody ain't on that boat or not doing right. Hallelujah, that sinful boat. There are a lot that's on the righteousness boat. Glory to God. That's the boat that they want to sail right there. Hallelujah. It's not everybody on that sinful boat where they're stealing from the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. So you got to remember, once you release it from your hand, it's done. Hallelujah. Let's get into the message on today. Love all people. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect to persons. You know what he's talking about? You know, some do have respect to person here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some do have respect to person. Let's read 2 and then we're going to talk about it. Hallelujah. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and godly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment. Hallelujah. Let's talk about this just for a second. You know, ain't that something how sometimes, you know, people do have respect to person. They have respect to person is who a word come from. Well, you know what? That's just, oh, you know, that's just, oh, mom, so don't worry about it. That word coming from her, I knew her when, glory to God. But you don't know me now, amen. When I gave my life to Christ and I began to crawl up his ladder instead of going up your ladder, glory to God, hallelujah. So when the word comes and you know that if they living right and you know what they doing, hallelujah, glory to God, then you better listen to that word. And a lot of times when words come forth, you take it, you write it down, because you're going to go back and you'll need it later on. Because if you got respect of person and God sends you word by someone, you're like, okay, hold up, wait a minute now. Hallelujah. Hold up. Wait a minute now. This was her back in the day. Well, what about now? Because he said when you confess your life to Christ, you're a new creature, right? Glory to God. Come on, y'all. Come on, Bible scholars. Walk with me. Glory to God. You're a new creature. Hallelujah. All things are passed away. So you should see my fruit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just because I act like I am, I'm just me, and everybody knows that. But when it comes to the word of God, I don't play. Hallelujah. So that's what you go by. Well, how do you see him live? You ain't seen me in no club. Hallelujah. I'm using me as an example so nobody won't say, you know, I was talking about them and I was lashing out at them. I'm just using myself as an example, okay? You ain't seen me tipping and dipping and slipping with JoJo. You ain't seen me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So what did that tell you? Hallelujah. If a word comes, then you better receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, you got to know the tree by fruit it there. Hallelujah. So make sure you ain't judging, but look at them. Look at the fruit on that tree. If you see an orange tree, hallelujah, and it's got lemons on it, hallelujah, you better, you know what you need to do? Keep a stepping. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a place, in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. And ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts. You know, just because you see somebody dressed different, amen, they're wearing different apparel than you, you know, you can't treat them no different. Just because you see somebody with different skin color, you can't treat them no different. You know, because whenever we cut ourselves, what color is your blood? Hallelujah. It all bleeds red. Hallelujah. It says God made some just necessarily different. Because if he hadn't, everybody been walking around calling everybody, well, hey, Martha over here, hey, Martha, hey, Martha. You know, everybody would have been the same. Hallelujah. Same skin tone, same skin color and everything. But you can't separate it when it comes to loving who you want to love. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So you can't do that, and you can't, hallelujah, when somebody coming back, oh, I don't want them sitting over here by me. You know, I ran into all this, hallelujah, how people say, well, you know what, they can't sit by me, They can't sit by me because, look, well, they may do this. They may, you know, if you know who Jesus is, he's going to tell you, amen, and you need to move to another pew, or you need to move over, whatever, but there's a reason. But don't you be the one to judge. Glory to God. Let God be your guide. Let the Holy Ghost be your guide as to what you need to do and how you need to do it. Glory to God. You know, so many times we're left in the dark because we ain't being guided by the Holy Spirit. You're being guided by that up in your head telling you, okay, well, this is what you do, this is what you do. You know, and it can lead you in the wrong path. Glory to God. So if you've got the Holy Ghost on the inside, it's going to lead and guide you. It ain't going to guide you wrong either. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hearken, my brothers, my beloved brethren. Have not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to them that love him? He was saying, listen. Can you listen? You can't have respect a person. There are going to be poor people in the world. I was having a discussion earlier before I got online. I was having a discussion with the Lord. I said, Lord, I understand. I just want more revelation, and I want you to help me out. You know, and I just discussed, and I talked to him, and believe me, he talked back. You know, we were talking about, amen, the poor. Well, you know, the poor people, amen, they're rich. Amen, glory to God. They're rich in the spiritual. Amen. And you see, some of them still living poor because they haven't allowed the word. He said they haven't allowed the word to penetrate their heart and help them to grow and won't change because they're thinking with that same old mentality that they you know, their parents thought, not saying that it was bad. You know, when they live back in the day, they still got that same mentality, but they'll read the word, you know, and yeah, I know the word, you know, I know what the word says, but the word hadn't begun to order their steps and change their life. So that's why you still have poor people, amen, with you. Glory to God. And he said, the poor you're going to have with you always because everybody won't allow this word to change their life. You know, some take it and say, you know what? Well, we are meant to live poor. No, you ain't meant to live poor. Kill that mentality. You ain't meant to live like that. Yes, God don't want to see you always struggling. Glory to God. He said, above all, I wish that you would prosper and be in good health as thy soul prosper. So he wants every area of your life to prosper. He wants you to have the good things. He wants you to live a good life down here. He wants you to tell others about a man named Jesus. Oh, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He wants you to do all those things. Hallelujah. So you don't have to live like that. You know, hallelujah, you just don't. Hallelujah. My God, let's just move on. Hallelujah. My God, ain't he good? God is good all the time. Hallelujah. Let's move to 6. But ye have despised the poor. Do not the rich man oppress you and draw you before the judgment seat? You know what it's saying right here, huh? You know, some people, oh, they just despise, oh, they ain't got what I got, or they can't put on what I got on, and they don't have these tight clothing, and, oh, man, they don't dress like I dress, and you know what? You're despising the poor. Don't do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just because you go in a church and you might can give $5,000, hallelujah, and that person may not be able to give $5, glory to God, but it's okay. Don't despise them, and you can't separate them like that. Glory to God. But so many times, think about it now. Well, what do the rich people do? You know, them the ones that want to, hold up, I got this. Well, a lot of poor people do too. Hold up now, it's time for me to get me a lawsuit. Yes, they do. The rich people will also try to, you know, the poor people will also sue. But then the rich people will try to sue the poor to get something to get even more. Glory to God. So you can't separate them. You know, God is love. Hallelujah. We know Jesus is love, and he wants to love the whole world. Our color, skin, it don't matter. Hallelujah. Whether they big, tall, short. Hallelujah. It don't matter. Hallelujah. They may stand 10 feet taller than you. It don't matter. Hallelujah. You still got to love them. They may stand, amen, 4 feet shorter than you. It don't matter. 3 feet shorter. It don't matter. Hallelujah. You still got to love them. Glory to God. Let's move on to 7. Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by thee, which ye are called. You know, some of the rich people, well, you know what? I got my money doing this, and I got my money doing that, and I got mine doing this, you know, and I did all this by myself to say that I did this by myself. And where's your God? Look at you. Look how you living. Glory to God. You know what? People actually talk like that. Believe it or not, but they actually do. Don't let them get a little something-something. Don't let them open up, amen, a couple of businesses and establishments, glory to God, and they're entrepreneurs, glory to God. They'll come down on somebody who ain't got as much as they got, glory to God. And you know what they won't do? They won't help nobody up, glory to God. Let's read on a little bit about that, hallelujah. If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgression. You know, ain't it something, glory to God, that, you know, you have to love everybody. You know, even love your neighbor. Let's just put it like this. You know, you say, okay, well, when your preacher's preaching and you say, well, they're talking about adultery. Well, I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. Ain't that something? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, and they're always taking the scripture out of context. You know, it says, well, you know what? Hallelujah. Hold on. Let's back up just a little bit. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself now. Glory to God. Let's just back it up a little bit. Let's read that again. Hallelujah. But if ye have respect to person, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. You know, sometimes you do have a respect to person. Hallelujah. I can understand, yes, you may want a respect a person when it comes, amen, respect of a thing, when you want where you want to shop at and stuff like that. Glory to God. But when there's a person and you know that they are giving the word of God, then you can't have a respect a person. You've got to ride with that person. Glory to God. You say, I know they read that word. I know they know what they're talking about. So I'm going to just stay right there. That's why it's so important to read the word of God. Hallelujah. Because guess what? Hallelujah. You want to make sure that you're following them in the Bible to make sure that they are on the word of God. Glory to God. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend the one point, he is guilty of all. You know, and it's also talking about here, it's talking about sin. You know, how many times have you heard people give this scripture out of context? You know, we've all fall short. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me bring some clarifications to that scripture. We all fall short. That's as much as they'll say right there. We all fall short. Now, falling down is different from you not knowing that it's sin. Glory to God. But if you know that it's sin, hallelujah. Let's just say, let me give you an example. I already know it's sinful, amen, for me to be hanging out with JoJo, for me to be sleeping with JoJo, right? Glory to God. Come on now. Hallelujah. But then, okay, I'm going to go and I'm going to do it anyway. And then I say, oh, Lord, forgive me, Lord, if I fell short. You know why you fall short? Amen. That's just like you're contemplating to kill somebody. Glory to God. So you already knew it was wrong. So why didn't you just go ahead and ask the Lord to help you? Lord, I got this problem. Hold on, Lord. I need you down here, Lord, to help me. I need you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to take this sin out of my heart. Take this sin away from me. You already knew how that it was sin in the beginning. So why are you going to go do it? You ain't falling short. You meant to do what you did. Hallelujah. You know, people get to understand, well, you know what, we serve an awesome God. We serve a forgiving God, yes, yes, and all that. And the bag of chips, glory to God. But you can't go and say, amen, that, okay, I fell short. You know, Lord, I am so sorry. Yes, he will forgive you. But you did it because, amen, glory to God. You already contemplated what you were going to do. So stop using that scripture saying we all fall short. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. See, amen, you got to keep all of God's law. You can't just take out the parts, amen, hallelujah, that suits, put the parts in that suit you, and take out the parts that you don't like, glory to God. It says right there, you got to have them all, glory to God. If you're not, don't commit adultery, don't kill, thou shalt not lie. You got to have it all, the whole law of the word of God, not just part of it. You can't just take out that suits you. And you know what you can't do? You can't just sit around and contemplate a lie. Hallelujah. You got to listen to yourself because you will contradict yourself. You done told one, you done told this one, you done said this and then that, then this. Then you got to watch what you're saying. Hallelujah. Because before you know it, listen, let me tell you something I learned. If you're a true blood washed born believer, you say you are. I'm just going to put it like that. You say you are. We'll take it at that. Hallelujah. And then you go and try to tell somebody a lie. Before you know it, you done told four or five lies, and don't think they don't catch it because someone else is going to catch it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then you be like, Lord, forgive me, Lord. I told them lies. Lord, forgive me. Yeah, but look, you might as well just come on clean, tell the truth because they already know how many lies you done told in that one thing that you tried to tell them. So that's what he's saying. You got to keep the whole law. You can't take out parts that suit you, and put in parts, amen, glory to God, and the parts that suit you, put them in, and them that you don't like, take out, glory to God. This ain't a put in and take out word, hallelujah. This is an altogether word, the whole law, glory to God, hallelujah. Can you keep the whole law instead of trying to keep parts of it? Hallelujah. Because that's where we are in this season. You know, God is calling for a church without spot or wrinkles, right? Glory to God. So you want to make sure that you ain't wrinkling, hallelujah, by keeping just parts of the law that you like and throwing away the other parts that you don't like. Glory to God. He said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So when you read this word, it's going to transform your mind into what he wants you to be. Hallelujah. Not what I want you to be, but what God wants you to be. So when you're reading the word, it also transforms your mind. So be careful about what you're thinking. He said, take every thought into captivity. So you can't think, amen, the evil thoughts and think it's okay. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to meditate on this ugly word and this sinful words that's coming in my mind. No, he says, take every thought into captivity, glory to God, because you shouldn't put nothing out there that's going to hurt somebody else's sin, hallelujah. You're going to just throw it out there. Well, I might as well say, no, huh? Take every thought into captivity, glory to God. That's the word when you're keeping the whole law. You know, that's why it's so important. You can go to church Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, but then you come out, you're still the same. So what's happening? You're not going, amen, for the word that's there, that the pastor and the preacher and the teachers and all are getting. You're going there for a different word. Hallelujah. You're going to see who did this and what mess they got up in the church and this and, you know, and who wore this and, you know, and all this. That's where you're going. That's your distraction. And that's what the devil wants to do, to distract you. Hallelujah. But you got to learn how to be on point and be on cue. Go to get the word. Nothing else should matter to you. I'm going to get the word. Sister, whatever happened over there, keep it over there. Listen, brother, whatever happened over there, keep it over there. Let me help you out. Because once that word is released in your mind, then guess what? That's all going to play. It's going to play over and over and over in your mind. Glory to God. It will stop you from getting, amen, what you need to get. So you have to remember, amen, when you go, wherever you go, and when you listen to the word, I'm meditating on this word right here. I ain't answering no text. I'm not hearing nothing. Amen. Nobody got to say. I don't want, don't text me. Don't call me. Don't do none of that. We'll talk later. But if it's a mess, I don't want to hear it. Hallelujah. Because once it gets in there in your spirit, and that's the way the devil will bring it to try to distract you, then guess what? You got to play. You're going to play it over. It's just going to be like a radio. Amen. Over and over and over. The same old thing. Over and over and over. So it's best that you don't even hear it, so you won't have to keep getting rid of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on 13. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. You know, you have to learn how to show other people, amen, mercy, glory to God. You know, God show us mercy. He shows us compassion. He shows us forgiveness. He shows us leniency. He shows us pity. He shows us charity. Come on, we have to show people the same thing. Just because you say, well, you know, I know the word. Yes, I'm glad you do, but do you live it? Hallelujah. Because according to this word right here, see, you got to learn how to show others, forgive others, you know, show compassion. Amen. And show forgiveness. Hallelujah. You know, some people have been hanging on to some stuff for 30 years, and you're still hanging in the same old place. Glory to God. Isn't it time to let that go? Hallelujah. So you can move forward in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes it's not that God holds you up. It's that we hold ourselves up by not letting go so easy. Sometimes you wear your sleeves, amen, glory to God, on your shoulders, glory to God. You wear all this stuff on your shoulders, and you can't, amen, get loose from it. You're always bringing up, well, you know, back then, and you know, even the yesterdays, you have to learn how to sometimes forget the yesterday. Well, you know what, yesterday, you know what they did to me yesterday. And you tell everybody, you're just like a radio, over and over and over. The same old thing. You know what they did to me a while back. You know, you have to, that thing is for you to give to somebody for a testimony. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Yes, it is. A testimony. Understand, a testimony. Hallelujah. Not a pity money. Glory to God. You do give them the testimony to help them. Yes. But not to keep playing it over and over like a radio in your mind. Glory to God. That's not for that. But you got to learn how to show other people mercy too. You always want God to show you mercy, show you pity, but you don't want nobody else. You don't want to show nobody else mercy. You know, he said, if we don't forgive, then he's not going to forgive us. So we got to learn how to have a forgiving spirit. Just forgive, forget, and move on. Hallelujah. Although I would tell you it's easy, but let me help you on this day. Hallelujah. It's not easy, but you can overcome it. To keep going back and say, hold up, Lord, now this thing just keep going. Lord, help me with this. And sometimes you may have to go and talk to that person in order for that thing to release off you. Glory to God. You might have to. It's okay. But it's between you and them what you say to them. Glory to God. You know, just make sure when you go, you ain't going with fire and brimstone. Amen. Ready to cast a lump of coal to them for a present. Okay, hallelujah. My God, let's move on. Why doeth it profit, my brethren, thou? Though a man say he has faith and have not worked, can faith save him? No, glory to God. You know, you say, hallelujah, that you got faith. You got faith. You said, okay, you know, you talk to many people. I know y'all do and I do too. Well, you know what? I got faith. I got faith in God. I believe. But you ain't doing nothing. You're still doing the same old stuff you were doing. You ain't giving. You ain't writing no checks. Glory to God, to give to the kingdom of God as he says. You ain't serving him. You ain't even the earth at the back. No, you ain't doing nothing. You ain't doing nothing. Glory to God. Not nothing. Nothing. Glory to God. So where's your faith in God? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you ain't doing nothing, so ain't nothing going to happen. Let's move on. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm and fulfilled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does this profit you? Is it going to profit you anything, amen, by faith, amen? Are you operating in faith? If you don't have much to give, hallelujah, you give what you can. You know, I understand, you know, now everybody is holding their hand tight. You know, amen, you know, we spent all your money, amen, holidays, and had the turkey roasting and chestnuts, and you done cooked the ham, ate the ham and the cakes and all that, and everybody enjoyed it. Glory to God. Praise Him. But did you spend the Lord's money? Always remember, whatever you do, you always take yours out first. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, some people do not tithe because, amen, they're afraid, amen, you know, Lord, if I tithe, then what's going to happen? I'm not going to have anything left. Now, in that faith, you got to have faith enough to believe, hallelujah, that if you give what you're supposed to give, 10%, hallelujah, to the Lord, tithe, offering, hallelujah, let me help you out, hallelujah. And you can sow a seed, hallelujah, glory to God, let me help you out. He going to return it in whatever you need, glory to God. And it don't always be money, hallelujah. And if you give to those that are in need, hallelujah, you got to believe, you know, Lord, I'm in need too. But you got to believe he's going to give it back to me, glory to God. Well, there's someone, amen, I know I'm not going to call no name, you know, and they were saying how someone was in need of something to eat. And they said, well, you know, I didn't have much, but I remembered, you know, I thought about it. I said, oh, wow, I got a few dollars right here that I had put back. Well, they took those few dollars and they gave it to this person that was in need. And when they went downtown one day to get them some lunch, and what happened, this person said, what are you buying? What are you getting? And said, I'm going to get me some lunch. And what do you know? The person that was behind them said, go ahead, get what you want. See? He returned, amen, glory to God. He returned it when they were going to get them some lunch. You see how God would do it. You know, so many times you forget, amen, to walk by faith. We serve a covenant-keeping God. We ain't got to clench our hands tight. We're coming up to a new year, glory to God. Now, I wonder how many people are going to sow the first of the year seed. Hallelujah. I hear some over there hollering, I am. Well, glory to God. Thank God for you. Don't forget it. Glory to God. I wonder how many is going to think it, amen, not robbery, to sow their first of the year seed. I wonder how many is going to give God his, amen, glory to God, and knowing, amen, that you know, God, I know, Lord God, I know you're good, and I'm going to walk it out by faith, God. I know, Lord God, I stand on your word, truth. Hallelujah, glory to God. You know, faith is in what you do, hallelujah, not by you speaking it. It ain't in your words, hallelujah, just because you say, you know, you have faith, but some don't do nothing. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got to have faith. You got to walk it out also. You got to do something. You got to give, hallelujah. You got to help those who are in need, yes. You got to pay your tithes and your offering, yes. And believe God. You know, some people's faith is just right there in their money, and that's why they hold it so tight. Hallelujah. Yes, I got faith. It's easy to have faith when you got a lot of money. But how about when you're down to your last dime, you're down to your last penny? Glory to God. And you say, well, Lord, you know what? I got this bill to pay. I got that one to pay. Well, you know what? He said he's never late. He said he's always right on time. Hallelujah. So I encourage you on today to stand fast and stay focused, because we're going over into a new year. Amen. You know, a lot of times you say, I'm going to shake off, amen, everything. Amen. I feel a shift. So roll with me, y'all. Come on, ride with me. This is the last Sunday in, amen, in 2018. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, I hear a lot of them say, you know what? I'm going to shake off some of the stuff and the dust, amen, that had me bowed down in 2018. You said easy, but then when it gets ready and you roll over in 2019, you still got the same old mentality. Hallelujah. The same old penny ante mentality. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you know God wants to take you even higher than what you already had in this year? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't you know he wants to take you above and beyond? Hallelujah. But he can't take you nowhere because you're stingy. Hallelujah. How many people we have stingy? Amen. You ain't got, I can't see your hand. Amen. You can raise your hand online, but I can't see you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you gotta ask God to help you if you're stingy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Ask God to help you with that stinginess. Because where you want to go, you're going to need more than just $20. Where you want to go, you're going to need more than just $10. Where you want to go, you're going to need more than just $1,000. If you want to go there, then guess what you got to do? You got to sow there. Oh, good God Almighty, ain't he good? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you want to go above and beyond. Don't think it's robbery when you pay your tithes and your offering. Amen. Glory to God. Down to the penny. Hallelujah. And let me help y'all out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know that this is what not my message, but amen, it's okay, amen. You know, some people around there, they say, well, you know, my tithe is $90.80, glory to God, or $90.50. Just go ahead and throw the dollar in. You ain't got to do all that rounding off the door. Glory to God, my God, throw the dollar in, hallelujah. My God, don't hold your hand so tight in this season, because we serve an awesome God that can give you more than you can even think or even imagine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to see who's going to ride the train. Hallelujah. And so the first of the year seed, amen, is coming up. Glory to God. And I know, hallelujah, some will partake and some won't. The Psalm says, every time I get online, that prophet always talking about money. Well, so be it. I'm going to talk about it till Jesus come home. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God. If it's what he says, then it's what he says. Hallelujah. I'm not begging, hallelujah. I'm just telling you what he's saying. Glory to God. It's okay. If you receive it, receive it. If you don't, you don't. Amen. Because you walk by faith and not by sight. We don't walk by your money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because he don't need it. Hallelujah. He's trying to get something to you because you don't want to cut yours short. Glory to God. I know there's someone, hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. I know there's someone who's been looking for, amen, somebody been looking for a policy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you know, sometimes you got to sow there in order to go there. If it's misplaced, then guess what? You say, Lord, I'm sowing a seed on behalf of this policy that I am hunting. Lord, you got to show me where it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes things don't happen unless there are some things you just got to sow. Glory to God. You got to sow it. Hallelujah. You just got to do it. Glory to God. And that don't mean sowing no $2 or $3 either. Come on now. Glory to God. I ain't going to even speak about how much it is, but I know he's telling me how much it is. But I'm going to tell you, it's a lot. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So what you got to do, you got to sow there. Hallelujah. Sow in good ministry. On good ground. Don't just go, you know, so I say, well, you know what? I sow in my church. And maybe that's good. You take your tithes and your offering to your church. But wherever you're getting the word from in season, hallelujah, glory to God. And you know the word is seasoned. Amen. With much flavor. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God. Then that's where you sow it. Glory to God. So I encourage you on today. Don't be so stuffed shirt that you hold out on the Lord. Hallelujah. Make sure, amen, that you're walking by faith because, then, you know, faith without works is dead. You got to put your money, let your money do the talking, hallelujah. Hold up. I'm not going to hold back nothing, hallelujah. When you get a raise, you got to raise your tithes in your office, amen. Because that shows, amen, where your faith is. You know, so, well, you know what, they gave me this little bit. I ain't going to tell nobody. Glory to God. I'm not going to say nothing about it, hallelujah. Well, guess what? You really shouldn't have to say nothing about it. Your proof should be always in the pudding, glory to God. So guess what your proof at is in that check that you write every month, glory to God, every 2 weeks, every week, or whenever you get paid. It should be in that check, glory to God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. You know, we serve an awesome God, so we don't have to, amen, clench our money so tight. Because if you don't let nothing out, then ain't nothing coming in. Hallelujah. My God, what an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. faith without works is dead. If you believe in God for a job, then what you got to do? You got to get out there and you got to look. Hallelujah. I know they got everything now on the internet. Well, you know, well, I ain't got no internet. Well, hey, glory to God. They give you a library card. You can go in that library and you can sit on the computers and you can look for your job. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can look for your job. There's many ways, hallelujah, to do things that you want to do, you know. But how many ways is there to do things that you need to do? Hallelujah. If you want a job, you go to the library, you can look on the computer and pull it up, hallelujah, some job search anywhere, glory to God. A lot of people got phones now, glory to God. I'm sure you know other people say, well, you know what, I'm looking for a job, but I don't know how to fill out these applications. You got to ask folks. You know, sometimes you get so caught up in, well, you know, I don't want to ask. I know there's some people you can't ask because they don't have the right spirit when you ask them. I understand. Hey, amen. This is just live radio, so, hey, we're going to keep it real all the way up to 2019 and then past it, glory to God. Hallelujah. There are some, amen, that you can't ask. Because you know how they get, glory to God. Sometimes people don't want you to have because they don't want you to have because they don't want you to pass them. They don't want you to surpass what they're trying to do. But there are some that love you so much. That's why I said love all people. You can't have respect of person. You got to help them all. You can't just give this one because this one dressed nice and they got on nice lipstick and they smell good and they're riding good. You got to give them, amen, out in the street, hallelujah, glory to God, that don't have what you have, hallelujah. But they got plenty of faith in the Lord. They read their Bible and they go to church, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, my God, he said the poor, he will have with you always, yes, because there's still their mentality. It hasn't changed, hallelujah, because the word should be making a change on the inside. Once you confess Jesus as Lord, then his word should be changing you in every way and in every aspect of your life, the way you deal with people. Hallelujah. The word should be changing you, the way you do your business. Glory to God. The word should change you. Hallelujah. If you keep on lying or you're going to tell the truth from now on, the word should change you. This word brings changes in your life. If you're reading it and you're studying on and you're meditating on the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Do you have faith to believe that this word will change you as you read the word of God? Hallelujah. You can't just read it one day and don't do nothing the next. You got to continue. Hallelujah. Because faith without works is dead. Put your hand, put your eyes, hallelujah, to the word of God. Begin to read it. Have faith of the belief that it's going to change your life. Have faith in this word, hallelujah. It's going to bring deliverance and give you what you need, hallelujah. Have faith to believe, huh? If I said it, huh? He said he'll do it, huh? And I'm going to believe that he'll do it, huh? If he said he'll bring me out, then I'm going to believe I'm going to stay right here, huh? Until he bring me out, huh? If he said, oh, JoJo, you, it ain't you, and then I'm going to believe that it is not you, JoJo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't be come trying to give me them sweet words, them sweet honey words, because they ain't going to do. Glory to God. Because I'm going to stay anchored where I am and believe it by God. I don't care how old you say I'm getting. I'm going to stay right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm not going to be moved, hallelujah, by your flowers, your candy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. By your Calvin Klein cologne. Glory to God. And none of that. You either, Susie. I'm not going to be moved. Hallelujah. Oh, silly women stricken with sin. I'm not going to be moved. I'm going to stay right there because I'm anchored in the Lord, and I believe by faith he's going to give whoever I need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't be moved. Hallelujah. When you continue to pray, continue to seek the Lord, thy God, continue to stay right there, change will come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. So many times people fall off the bandwagon because things hadn't happened like they wanted to happen. Well, you know, Lord, I believe, Lord, but ain't nothing happened. Well, you contend to that faith. And how you continue. Amen. And so you continue to say, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Lord, I believe you said it and start to speak whatever it is you believe in. Hallelujah. And putting your hand to it. Write it down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Write it down. So, Lord, you know what, Lord? You said this, Lord. Lord, you might have said this in 2017, Lord. This ain't came to pass yet. Lord, I'm putting it before you again, Lord God. So, Lord, I do want this. Hallelujah. hallelujah. And a lot of the times when you want stuff, it ain't time for you to have it. But a lot of times when you want it, hallelujah, don't, it ain't what you need, glory to God. Because he's going to give you what you need, hallelujah. But if you keep begging him, hallelujah, then he's going to give it to you, and he's going to let you see this ain't what I want you to have. And see what happens, amen, it's flushed on down the toilet, glory to God, because it ain't what I wanted you to have. My God, my God. You got to put your faith to work, and you got to love everybody. You can't, if someone comes to you and they are not the same color, amen, your skin color, they may be a shade darker, glory to God, it's okay. But just know, you still can't treat them any different. You can't have respect a person when the word is going forth. You got to be able, amen, to stand and believe and know, hallelujah, that they're coming from the word of God. And you can't have respect a person, hallelujah, glory to God. Well, you know what, then, some people even have respect a person in their families and different stuff. Yes, they do, glory to God, hallelujah. But you have to be careful about that. Ask God to help you with that. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. We are to love everybody, to walk in his will, walk in his ways. Have faith to believe, hallelujah. We don't have a respect of person, because it's a sin to have respect of person. If the word is coming forth, then guess what you need to do? You need to be there and listen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why it's so important to read the word of God, so you'll know if they are, amen, telling the truth, or are they, you know the rest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's an important thing. Glory to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to make sure everybody tune in on today. You know, we're getting ready for this is the last Sunday, amen, in the year 2018. Hallelujah. Many will be hollering. Many will be celebrating. Glory to God. Just celebrate, amen. God allows you to make it over into 2019. Hallelujah. And then when those things began to come back up, amen, that happened. And hold up, wait a minute. I left that. Hallelujah, glory. Did you? No, I left that. Hallelujah. And you may have to keep constantly repeating this word. I am a new creature in Christ. I am a new creature in Christ. I will not, old things are passed away. I'm a new creature, glory to God. So that means you'll be a new creature. Amen, glory to God. Say, I ain't going back there. I ain't thinking that thought. It's okay. Whatever they said, let them just keep right on talking. It's okay. I left them over there. They still over there in that old year. I'm going over in the new one, glory to God. But I don't bring it to me. I don't want to hear it. I don't care, glory to God. You know, you have to sometimes get that I don't care spirit about certain things. You really do. Because if you don't, people will wear you down, glory to God. And you know what? They'll steal your joy because you let them, glory to God. Amen. So just remember, hallelujah, just stay anchored in the Lord, our God, and remember we got to treat everybody right. It don't matter what skin tone, what color. It don't matter where they come from. They may have came from a family, amen, that had lots of money, and you might, you know, and you know, just because they have lots of money, then you treat somebody else different that comes and mean their family never had nothing. You know, it don't matter. But understand, they had Jesus, glory to God, and that's enough. Hallelujah. And you got to remember to treat people right. You know, people are nowadays are not treating people as people, glory to God. They're treating them as doorsteps, glory to God. But that's not how God intended for it to happen. So remember, amen, whatever you had latching on to you in 2018, leave it, glory to God. I want to make sure, don't forget to tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Lane Jackson, coming up at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern, a word in season. So remember to tune in to Ministry Lane. After you get off, you got a 30-minute window, 30-minute break, and then you can go over and hear. The show is 1-347-945-5041. So I want you to make sure you tune in and listen to them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving you the invitation to Christ. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Father God, I repent of all my sins that I have done, Lord God. Even those that I didn't even know that I had did, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want to make Jesus Lord of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You just made Jesus Lord in your life. Glory to God. And make sure you don't leave him, amen, 2018. Take him with you everywhere you go. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to go ahead, amen, and give the benediction, and we're going to get out of here. Amen. Don't forget the Tuesday night show, Apostle and Pastor Ralph, coming to you live. Amen. Amen. We believe in God for greater and mightier things. Amen. Because, amen, he's going to unfold some things. He's going to shake up. He's going to shift, and he's going to move out. Amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Have an awesome, awesome Sunday, rest of the Sunday, and have a happy, happy new year. Amen.